I feel like there's a lot of meaning to, there's not one specific thing that I wanted to focus on. It's just a bunch of things. So this one box right here itself is just like the police lights that you would see if you're getting pulled over. And this is actually based on a true event that happened here where near where I live. This man, he was 21 years old. He has a fiance who had a kid on the way, and he got pulled over by the cops in Barrow County over a traffic ticket. And once he was already in jail, ICE came in and took him. And so this is like his fiance with her kid right here, and she decides to start protesting in the middle of traffic because she wants her voice to be heard. And the reason why I left the middle two boxes black and white was because to me that symbolizes depression, because this is before he goes into that depression, and when he's behind those bars, he realizes what he has to leave behind. And then she falls into a depression as well because she feels like, you know, without him around, you know, it's gonna be really hard for her just to be on her own. And then her child is also feeling a little bit like a lot affected by what's happening, because seeing her mom sad all the time really does affect her gravely. And so she decides to march. And at the end, I wanted to go for a really abstract look and have them all three together.
It was the fact that he was about to get deported, and if it wasn't for her marching, then they ended up reuniting in the end. And I kind of wanted to go for a really abstract look at the end, and I did watercolors for the first time for this one. And you can I didn't I wanted to go beyond that and choose a place. Like, I would have put them in an airport or put them at home or put them somewhere, but I decided to go with like just a background of colors because one, they're not in depression anymore. All the brightness and all the colors of their lives came together when they all reunited at once. And it didn't matter what time it was, where it was, you know, who was around, it was just them. So that's why I didn't pick a setting for the last block, and I just put them all together in the last block. And I think the hardest part for me was probably trying to get the lines right for the bars. I honestly can't draw straight lines to save my life. Plus, we didn't have rulers in our house because I have siblings and they like to break stuff. So the rulers were not an option for me. I tried to do notebooks and it turned out pretty well. And something I enjoyed about the piece was I really liked doing the watercolors. And it was my first time doing something like that, and I really enjoyed every moment of it just because I love splattering colors all over the place, and it turned out pretty good in the end.
Bro, that watercolor looks amazing. Like, I am not gonna lie, that looks awesome.
Girl, yours look good. Like, I was sitting here like, what? Like, I've been, how long did that take? How long did that take?
Man, 12-ish hours.
Oh no, I don't
See,
even
we don't have rulers either. I feel your pain because we have
know.
dogs that eat everything.
Exactly.
You
It's
can't
not
have nice things in this house.
on God. Oh, I can't. You know the struggle.
I feel your pain.